The Czech Davis Cup team is set to play Serbia at the competition's final in Belgrade in November. But last week, the series defending champions were pitted against the Netherlands in the Davis Cup's opening round for next season. Two of the Dutch players who will most likely appear against the Czech Republic are Robin Haas and Igor Schissling, who are both ranked below 50th place internationally. The Czech captain Jaroslav Navratil was happy with the draw.
This is one of the nicer opponents that we could get. We could have gotten Germany or even Switzerland, possibly facing Federer. But I also wouldn't underestimate either Haase or Schissling.
In the past, the Czechs beat the Dutch four times in the Davis Cup and only lost once. Their last victory was in 2006. The games are set to take place from January 31st to February 2nd in the Czech Republic, with a venue yet to be determined. And now for football, Sparta Prague beat Slovácko 4-1 in the ninth round of the Czech top division on Friday, securing their lead in the chart. Defending champions Plzeň, meanwhile, drew 0-0 against Dukla Prague on Saturday and are ranked second, trailing Sparta by 4 points. Liberec lost to Ostrava but remains third, 1 point ahead of Mladá Boleslav. Staying with football, in the second English Premier League appearance on Saturday, Aston Villa's 24-year-old Czech striker Libor Kozák assured his side's victory over Norwich City. The Czech international got in the only goal of Saturday's match just 2 minutes after coming on as a substitute. Before signing a 4-year contract with Aston Villa in early September, Kozák had spent 5 seasons in Italy's Lazio. The fourth round of the Tipsport Hockey Extraliga yielded an exciting game between Liberec and Sparta on Sunday, with a whopping total of 11 goals. In the end, the hosts Liberec were victorious 5-6, though fans were on the edges of their seats until the very end, with the score even at 4-4, with just 4 minutes to go. Sparta goalie Tomáš Peperle was visibly disappointed with his team's defeat.
They really got a lot of breaks. We were losing and wanted to score at any price, but as a result, we ended up giving them a lot of chances as well. But in general, when you have 5 goals in an away game, you usually win.
Slavia Prague, meanwhile, remain undefeated after they beat Hradec Králové 2-1 in the fourth round. Slavia is on top of the chart with 10 points, followed by Pardubice, Plzeň and Brno with 8 points each. Czech swimming star Simona Baumrtová has been invited to be part of the All-Star European team, which will take on American swimmers in the duel in the pool competition in Glasgow on the 20th and 21st of December. 22-year-old Baumrtová is the first Czech female to swim the 100-meter backstroke in a long-course swimming pool under 1 minute. She took the bronze in this discipline in both the European and World Championships in 2012. The bi-yearly duel in the pool event began in 2003 as a competition between top swimmers from US and Australia, but in 2009 it became a duel between the US and Europe. No Czech swimmers have participated in the event before.